Rosa Luxemburg concludes her tasks of international social democracy by listing the historic mission of socialism, the last part of which states, quote, "The immediate mission of socialism is the spiritual liberation of the proletariat from the tutelage of the bourgeoisie, which expressed itself through the influence of nationalist ideology. The national sections must agitate in the parliaments and the press, denouncing the empty wordiness of nationalism as an instrument of bourgeois domination. The sole defense of all real national independence is at present the revolutionary class struggle against imperialism. The workers' fatherland, to the defense of which all else must be subordinated, is the Socialist International," unquote. 4 years later, they beat her to a pulp, tossed her body in the river. Last week, our good three, Emmanuel Wallerstein, Giovanni Arrighi, and Terence K. Hopkins, presented their conclusion that power is global and operates through interstate mechanisms which, in an ever-increasing way, make us subjects not of states, but of the global system, making state and market nondescriptive and requiring a new language and mindset for movements that aspire to be anti-systemic. So let's return to those earlier words from chapter 4 of Anti-Systemic Movements. Quote, "The principal directional tendency of capital is its centralization on a world scale in two forms, financial pools and technically divided and integrated labor processes. The first is effected through an extraordinarily large-scale banking consortia managing public and private funds alike, and mediated by such organs of the world's bourgeoisie as the IMF, the World Bank, and the BIS. The second is effected, of course, through the multiplying transnationalization of production under the aegis of the transnational corporation." When I first read these words, I was struck by the fact that 4 years on, because this fourth essay is written 4 years after Dilemmas of Anti-Systemic Movements. 4 years on, their language seemed to me more wedded to Marxist categories than ever, despite their recognizing, as we shall see shortly, quote, this is how they conclude Dilemmas of Anti-Systemic Movements, quote, "We are massively, seriously, in urgent need of reconstructing the strategy, perhaps the ideology, perhaps the organizational structure of the family of world anti-systemic movements, if we are to cope effectively with the real dilemmas before which we are placed. As the stateness of states and the capitalist nature of capitalism grow at an incredible pace, we know that this creates objective contradictions for the system as such and for the managers of the status quo, but it creates dilemmas for the anti-systemic movements almost as grave. Thus, we cannot count on the automaticity of progress. Thus, we cannot abandon critical analysis of our real historical alternatives," unquote. Because once you look at things from the bottom and see, as Rosa did, remember what she said, the world war has annihilated the work of 40 years of European socialism. Work beautifully depicted in Maxim Gorky's Mother. And as we've been reading in Keith Lowe's Savage Continent, Europe in the Aftermath of World War II, once you see and feel the velocity and ferocity with which power has seized our love and heart in its teeth and yearly, weekly, daily keeps shredding, then how can you describe the principal directional tendency of capital as being anything but a war on us and on the planet?